If you have thought about taking a long-distance Amtrak trip, but don't know where to begin, then this Amtrak Guide podcast episode can help you decide where to go. There are 15 long-distance train routes available for epic journeys across the United States, and each one offers a unique experience. We'll talk about the highlights of each, including some of the destinations you can plan a trip around. Let's get started. Trip idea number 1, the auto train. The auto train is the first long-distance Amtrak route in alphabetical order, and is the only Amtrak route that transports vehicles, including cars, SUVs and motorcycles. Small trailers, limousines, jet skis, trikes and choppers may also be accepted. Trains travel nonstop between Lorton, Virginia and Sanford, Florida, so this train route is ideal if you live within a few hours' drive of either station. You must reserve space for a vehicle and pay the related fees in order to book tickets on this route. If you want to use this train to travel to Florida, it's easy to drive to destinations including Daytona Beach, Cape Canaveral, Cocoa Beach and Orlando once you arrive. If you're starting in Florida and heading north, Lorton, Virginia is near Washington, D.C. and Shenandoah State Park is two destinations to explore. Trip idea number 2, California Zephyr. The California Zephyr is one of the most popular long-distance Amtrak routes, and for good reason. Trains travel through the Rocky Mountains and Sierra Nevada on a stunning journey between Northern California and Chicago. Reno, Salt Lake City and Denver are just a few of the cities you can visit, or take the train to the Winter Park Ski Resort or Glenwood Springs for a vacation in the Rockies. Other major landmarks on this trip include Donner Pass, Ruby Canyon, Colorado River and the Mississippi River. Trip idea number 3, Capital Limited. Travel through the Allegheny Mountains and near the Great Lakes on the Capital Limited. This eastern U.S. Amtrak route connects Washington, D.C. with Chicago. There are historic sites and museums along the way, including Harper's Ferry National Historic Park and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. Another unique feature is that trains travel on part of the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad line, which was chartered in 1827 as the first common carrier railroad in the United States. Trip idea number 4, the Cardinal. The Cardinal route travels between Chicago and New York City near the Ohio River and through West Virginia. There is spectacular scenery in the New River Gorge, plus you'll also have beautiful views of the Shenandoah Valley, Allegheny Mountains and the Blue Ridge Mountains. Interesting destinations on this route include the Greenbrier Golf Resort, Hinton Historic District in West Virginia, and the birthplace of U.S. President Woodrow Wilson. Trip idea number 5, the City of New Orleans. Explore destinations along the mighty Mississippi River via this route that travels between New Orleans and Chicago. Memphis is a major stop along the route, and the Memphis Amtrak station is in a walkable area, so you don't even need to rent a car in order to see the sights. Top attractions on this route include the National Civil Rights Museum, Blues Hall of Fame, Mississippi River Riverwalk and the National World War II Museum. Total trip time is about 20 hours. Trip idea number 6, Coast Starlight. For a beautiful West Coast train trip along the Pacific Ocean, book a ticket on the Coast Starlight. You'll spend one night on the train as you travel between Los Angeles and Seattle. Major landmarks include Paso Robles Wineries, Santa Clara Valley, San Francisco Bay, the Cascade Mountain Range and the Columbia River. Trip idea number 7, the Crescent. Connecting New York City with New Orleans, the Crescent Amtrak route travels through many states, and is the only Amtrak route that stops in Atlanta. Experience southern charm, college and mountain towns as well as big city life along the way. One of the notable highlights is that Crescent trains travel over Lake Pontchartrain via the longest railroad bridge in the United States. If you don't want to travel the entire route, which involves one night on the train, you can also use the Crescent for trips between cities in the South. Trip idea number 8, the Empire Builder. View the Pacific Northwest, Cascade Mountain Range and the Montana Rocky Mountains via the Empire Builder. Trains travel between Chicago and either Portland or Seattle. The western segment of the route is particularly scenic as trains travel through the Columbia River Gorge, which is best viewed in the summer. Glacier National Park is a popular destination along the way, and there are 4 Amtrak stations near the park that offer lodging. Plan for 2 nights on the train if you travel the entire way. Otherwise, Whitefish, Montana and Minot, North Dakota are 2 cities in the middle of the route that have major airports if you want to shorten the trip. Trip idea number 9, the Lakeshore Limited. As the name suggests, the Lakeshore Limited route travels near the Great Lakes through the states of Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York and Massachusetts. Trains split in upstate New York and go on to either Boston or New York City. Note that the Lakeshore Limited is the only long-distance route that travels to and from Boston. Major sites on the route include Lake Erie, Erie Canal, Hudson River Valley, and Adirondack Mountains. Consider traveling in the autumn to view the fall foliage. Trip idea number 10, the Palmetto. The Palmetto Amtrak route travels between New York City and Savannah, Georgia in about 15 hours. This is not an overnight train, so it's an easy trip if you want to experience the East Coast or visit the Savannah Historic District. You can also use this train to reach Myrtle Beach via the Florence, South Carolina station. Trip idea number 11 and number 12, Silver Meteor and Silver Star routes. Take a trip to or from Florida on the Silver Meteor and Silver Star. Trains travel between New York City and Miami, and diverge slightly at different points, with only the Silver Star stopping in Raleigh, North Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina, and Tampa. Orlando and Kissimmee Amtrak stations are popular stops as they are near Walt Disney World. There are also many stations that are near the ocean, including Jacksonville, West Palm Beach, Delray Beach, Deerfield Beach, and Fort Lauderdale. Trip idea number 13, the Southwest Chief. See America's desert landscapes on the Southwest Chief. Chicago and Los Angeles are the cities on each end of the route, and you'll spend two nights on the train if you travel the entire way between these cities. Stunning desert and mountain scenery can be viewed in New Mexico and Colorado. Landmarks include historic Route 66, Raton Pass, Missouri River, Mississippi River, and multiple historic train stations built by the Santa Fe Railway. Exit at the Flagstaff Station for access to the Grand Canyon. Trip idea number 14, the Sunset Limited. The Sunset Limited Amtrak trains also travel through the Southwest United States on a two-night trip, but between New Orleans and Los Angeles. Notable landmarks include the National World War II Museum, George Bush Monument, the Alamo, and San Antonio Riverwalk. A special claim to fame is that the Sunset is the oldest named train in the United States, dating back to 1874. This is also the only Amtrak route that travels to and from Houston, Texas. Trip idea number 15, the Texas Eagle. Last but not least, the Texas Eagle is the longest Amtrak route, with trains traveling between Chicago and Los Angeles. There are many stations in Texas, and trains also stop in Illinois, Missouri, Arkansas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California. Major attractions include the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library, the St. Louis Arch, JFK Memorial Plaza, San Antonio Riverwalk, the Alamo, and the LBJ Presidential Library. To get more trip ideas and information on Amtrak routes, visit AmtrakGuide.com or check out more Amtrak Guide podcasts. We hope you now have some ideas for your next rail adventure. Until next time, keep on riding trains.